Welcome to this UK-wide prayer gathering from the Ascension Trust, hosted by the prayer team Louise Isaac, Barbara Brown, Dawn Thurkettle and Dave Much. We hope you enjoy this time of fellowship, and Louise will now introduce our time of worship together.
This new medium is a challenge, interesting, but we need to use whatever we can. Okay, so we just want to spend some time, first of all, just focusing our hearts and minds. We just want to encourage you to focus our hearts and minds on the Lord at this time. I want to share a brief word with you to encourage that focus. And it starts in Psalms 27, verse 4. It says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord." In the New Living Translation, it says, "One thing I ask of the Lord. The thing I seek most is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple. One thing I desire of the Lord." In the last verses of Luke chapter 10, the Lord Jesus visits the home of Mary and Martha. And you probably know that story very well. Mary settled herself immediately at the Lord's feet to listen. She wanted to hear what Jesus had to say. Martha went off to prepare a big meal for the guests who were there with Jesus. And rightly so. She was busy at work. While she was busying herself, moving around the house, she was just out of earshot, I believe, of the voice of Jesus. Going and coming, just out of earshot, just slightly being able to hear him, but not able to hear most of the time. However, it's apparent to her that the listening guests were focused. And they were pleased to be in Jesus' company. She could see them from a distance and the way that they were engaged and just responding. Maybe the body language showed that they enjoyed the presence of Jesus, just being close by and hearing what he had to say. And I would guess that this hearing vaguely and intermittently went on for Martha. As she busied herself, I can imagine that her frustration was building. Frustration at not being able to hear was slowly growing. Frustration at being able to only partially hear was slowly growing. Until finally, Martha vents her complaint. She said, "It was about Mary not helping." Her words were, "Why don't you tell Mary to come and help me?" She goes over to Jesus and says, "Why don't you tell Mary to come and help me? I need some help." But you know, Jesus recognized that her complaint was a bit of a smokescreen for her real condition. Her real condition of being distracted, of being busy, of being frustrated, and therefore not able to hear properly, or indeed to come close enough to Jesus to listen and enjoy his company like the others. You know, at times, our busyness, for all the right reasons, just like Mary, and our prolonged busyness can take the place of time with the Lord. Busy, not doing nothing, busy doing, busy with important things, but actually taking away from our time with the Lord. Close, listening, uninterrupted time. Jesus replies, to Martha and he says this, there's only one thing. Only one thing right now worth being concerned about. One thing. And that is being close to me so that you can hear me, so that you can hear what I have to say to you. You know, hearing and listening are very different. Hearing, you hear everything. Listening is about depicting, picking out a particular voice, a particular sound. And that sometimes, that takes time, that takes focus, that takes downtime, that takes breathing slowly and quietly and just listening. So close, being close to me, Jesus says, so that you can hear what I have to say to you. So close that hearing Jesus becomes a possibility. And listening to him speak becomes a priority. Close so that Jesus becomes, hearing Jesus becomes a possibility. And listening to him speak to us becomes a priority. Jesus replied, there is really only one thing worth being concerned about. And Mary discovered it. And I won't take it away from her. We're going to listen to Jake singing a couple of worship songs now. And I just think that it would be a really good opportunity to just open our hearts and minds to the Holy Spirit, to allow him to speak to us individually, to encourage our hearts to just be open to him and just give him priority in this time now. Draw near in our hearts to Jesus afresh and let's listen. You might want to get a pen and paper and just as you listen to the song and then after the song, we're just going to be quiet for just about a minute just to reflect on the words of the song, but also to reflect on what the Lord might want to say to us during this time, this opening time in the prayer gathering. Okay, so at this time, Bijo is going to play two worship songs as we just focus our minds on the Lord and just open our hearts to give him time to speak and for us to listen. Thank you.
Sovereign Lord, reign in me. Come and reign in me. Sovereign Lord, reign in me. Reign in me. Sovereign Lord, reign in me. Come and reign in me. Oh, Sovereign Lord, reign in me. Captivate my heart and let your kingdom come. Establish here your throne. Let your will be done. Your will be done. Reign in me. Sovereign Lord, reign in me. Oh, reign.
Let's just take a moment, just take 30 seconds, let's just quiet ourselves and just reflect some of the words of that song. Lord, I make room for you. You are my priority. You are my priority. Come reign in me. Be sovereign in my life and experience. Father, we just want to say to you that that is the desire of our hearts. We want to be in the very center of your and hear you and know your instructions and follow your wonderful Lord. We ask you to be the very center of our lives. Be in the very center of all we do and experience. That you would be glorified, that your name would be exalted, that we will be part of a community of people that bring light and life to where we are. Father, we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Okay, wonderful people. We're going to move on now, and I want to introduce to you someone who some of you may or may not know or may not have seen, but his name is Les Isaac, my handsome stallion, a.k.a. my old man, CEO, also known as CEO of Ascension Trust. And what we're going to do at this time is a very brief interview so that Les can give you a date on what's actually been happening over these past few years. I'm going to ask him a very brief question, and hopefully in the course of answering the question, he will give you a sense of where what's happened, where we are, and where we're going as an organisation. Is that okay?
Right, thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Okay. Yeah, give him a wave. Give him a wave, Les. Give him a wave. Okay. First question then, Les. It's been an unprecedented time. That word's been used so many times this year by all forums. Unprecedented time so far this year. And I've heard snippets of information from you and others at Ascension Trust about what's been happening in the projects across the UK, just bits. But could you give us an overview of the UK projects experiences during this time, both the positives and some of the challenges that they face?
Yeah, it's really interesting because back in March, both Louise and I were on a sabbatical. I was on a sabbatical and we were in Ghana. And it was really interesting because things began to unfold. We had just heard that the Ghanaian government was going to shut the airport. So the possibilities of us getting back would be something. And I was hearing about the possibilities of lockdown in England. And it was really interesting because, you know, myself and others, we began to have Zoom conversation, team conversations. What are the implications of all of this? What does it mean for our local initiatives? And I remember having a conversation with some of my colleagues and saying, look, the key thing is to talk to your partners, our partners, which is the police, local authorities, and the church, just to get a sense of what is happening. And by the time we got back, which, you know, we got back 2 weeks later or so, obviously something like over 30-odd% of our street parties had shut down. They had shut down because people were shielding. They're shut down because of government guidelines. But it was really interesting because that was the key that was happening. But then as I came back and I was meeting with other CEOs of different charities, it was really obvious that things were unfolding. And I suppose many of us were saying, how do we do what we're doing, you know, in the midst of lockdown, in the midst of people shielding? So really a lot of questions, a lot of jiggling, reshaping, reorganizing.
Okay. It's interesting because some people have actually sent in messages on the chat asking, well, what do you do if you're not out at night anymore? Have any projects actually, in specifics, what have they done?
It's just interesting because I just had a radio program rang me up this morning just saying, look, we heard that you guys are out during the day, you know. And we're out during the day because actually that is where people are at. People are at during the day. People want to get out for a walk. People want to get out to meet people. Are still missing us. So we can go out during the day. There's the homeless people. Some areas are being distributed food parcels. Some areas have teamed up with Food Bank, with Crisis. They have gone out there with their street passes and stuff, and they've been part of another initiative. Okay. But also, what is important is just a presence on the street where people approach you and just talk to you from being socially distanced.
Okay, thank you. Well, second question. So that was very much focused on the UK projects and some of the morphing that they've been doing, which is great. Second question is, could you say something briefly about what's happened at the Ascension Trust office, the staff and so forth?
Yeah, it's, you know, we hear of the Petit Manger, we've heard of organizations, people talk, shops being shut down, right across the landscape, every business, every organization, every charity. I was speaking to the Dean of Southern Cathedral, and we were just talking about the impact this had on them and them having to put staff on furlough. I've been speaking to other charities, chief executive, the Evangelical Alliance hosted something where many of us came together just to talk about what has happened. And so for us at Ascension Trust, we have them from it. First of all, we have to put people on furlough. And sadly, we've had to lose people. We've lost about 4 staff because we've seen our income gone down like other. When I went to a meeting and someone said, well, our charity have lost 10 million. I'm thinking, wow, 10 million. Well, what am I going to talk about? But, you know, we've been impacted by that. We've had to change things around. We've got volunteers who are coming in to help us so that the office is open 5 days a week. And so we continue to look at that. But, you know, for me, I'm an eternal optimist. You know, I believe in God. I believe that God is able, even through this difficult time, that the Lord is with us. And that's why I'm glad about today, that people are praying, people are really praying that God will bless his work, not only Ascension Trust, but all the charities out there doing good work. We need to pray that God would bless the work of his hand, which is expressed through various different initiatives. But for us, we're excited. I'm still optimistic. And I'm still saying to the Lord, Lord, you would bring something good out of this.
Amen. So true. Final question, and you started to answer this. What are you anticipating for the future of Street Pastors, College Pastors, School Pastors? What can you see for the future? I know you are an eternal optimist, and bless you for that.
You know, last year when we were in Scotland at the conference, I said to them that we are going to look at three topics in terms of should have been 2020. Three key things that I believe that if we as the Street Pastors movement and the church, if we get it right, we'll be fine. The three things are, first of all, is vision. What is the local initiative? What's your vision? What's God showing you for your local area? Vision. The second thing is leadership. Every area needs leadership, good management, good coordinators who are going to lead their initiatives. And the third thing is prayer, that connectivity. You know, God is not looking for activity. He's looking for receptivity. And we only get that receptivity when we are praying. So I am excited. In fact, already God has just been doing some things in Ascension Trust with partners, with things. Things are happening. And I'm just looking for those opportunities. It does mean that street pastors will have to be not just night, but we've got to look at day as well. So please don't rule out. Let's pray that our area don't rule out the day. Let's look at new opportunities in the day. Let's keep on looking at the nighttime economy. We know it's going to be significantly reduced, but let's ask the Lord, Lord, open our areas for us. Show us through your spirit what we need to do, whether it's in the day, in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. And I believe as we do that, that God will really work.
Amen. I agree. I fully agree. Thanks for that, Les.
Thank you.
Les has actually mentioned a number of things that we're going to be praying into later on. But right now, we are going to pray together, prayer giving to God for all that he has done. Because God's presence, God's hand has been very evident across the projects and across and over our lives in so many significant ways. A lot of people have a lot of doom and gloom to talk about, but actually God's goodness has still and is still very evident. So we want to just take some time now, just take a couple of minutes to just pray out prayers of thanksgiving to God for who he is and for his character and for the way that he has still been good in his sovereignty across this nation. Okay, so everybody's going to unmute, and you are going to individually, we're not going to one and one, we're all going to pray at the same time. Sounds like chaos, but actually God can hear, and he hears every single prayer. So we're going to send up a cacophony of thanksgiving prayers for a couple of minutes. Got it?
Thank you.
So unmute yourself.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God. Goodness.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
said
Hello, everybody. Bijoy is going to share a screen shortly with a prayer declaration on. So once that screen comes up, it would be really lovely if you could join and pray with me this declaration. Pray over your families, your churches, your initiatives, your communities, your towns, and your cities. So please join with me. From Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of the peace, there will be no end. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this promise in your word of the increase of your kingdom. We rejoice that your kingdom will never stop growing. We praise you that your rule is always accompanied by peace, shalom peace, fullness of well-being. We declare that as we, your people, seek first your kingdom with all our hearts, everything that this land needs for peace will be released from heaven. We call to the people of our land, hear the word of the Lord and turn it to him, so that in every corner of the land, many would turn, be forgiven and cleansed, healed and delivered, and find life. We declare peace over our land, not the kind of peace that the world gives, but the mighty, lasting, life-transforming peace that Jesus gives. We speak the peace of Jesus into households and families. We speak the peace of Jesus into communities. We speak the peace of Jesus into towns and cities right across the land, with the longing that many people would recognise and respond to the Prince of Peace. And we call for a great turning of hearts to follow Jesus, to recognise again the holiness and the righteousness of our great God, who has created and blessed this land and been so merciful to us through the generations. Let this land shine out among the nations with the radiant peace of a nation governed by the Most High King. Amen.
Can we just applaud the Lord Jesus? Can we just applaud him? Lord, we praise you.
Lord,
you are the King, the Most High King.
Believe in the Lord will do a work in each of our communities. Yes, thank you. Thank you for that, Dawn. Bless you. I just want to share another brief word, and then after that we're going to go into breakout rooms to actually pray, and Barbara's going to lead that time. I was reflecting on, in thinking about what to talk about, I was reflecting on phrase, a rabbit caught in the headlights. You know that phrase, rabbit caught in the headlights? Because I thought it appropriately described me at some point during the height of the first round of the pandemic. It means to be shocked or surprised by an event such that you are unable to move or think clearly for a short time. And that was me, and no doubt it was many others for some time during lockdown. what do we do now? What's going to happen next? A sense of, almost a sense of anxiety about what's going down at that point. But lockdown for us soon acquired some routine, a part of which was for us was an extended family prayer time together. So that routine began to be established. But lockdown for me also became more listening time, personally, individually. I no longer had a reason to not stop. Anyone identify with me? Not having a reason to not stop. I no longer had a reason to not wait and listen and spend time with the Lord as much as with my family. Street pastor teams are doers. They're doers. Street pastors are what I consider to be part of the 20% group in the church who do all of the work. They say of the 100% in the church, there are 20% who do all the work. And I reckon street pastors are part of that group. Active, go-getters, responsive, people persons, love to be involved in making a difference. Interestingly, though, I'd say that street pastors and prayer pastors and school pastors and college pastors are cut from the same cloth as the Apostle Paul. Dare I say that? Street pastors are cut from the same cloth as the Apostle Paul because he was passionate. He was an action man on a mission to the Gentiles. He was active, envisioned, full of mission, full of purpose. Scripture says in a number of passages, scripture says this, it says, everything, this is Paul, he says, everything that has happened here has helped me to spread the good news. Everyone here knows that I am in chains because of Christ. Such passion. In Romans, he says, this letter is from Paul, Jesus Christ's slave. Through Christ, God has given us the privilege and authority to tell Gentiles everywhere what God has done for them. And thirdly, Paul says this, he says, day and night, I bring you and your needs in prayer to God, whom I serve with all of my heart by telling others the good news about his son. You can see his brain going and deciding where he's going to go and what he's going to do. And when he's not moving, he's praying. And I can see him spending lots of time in prayer at night and just active and full of mission and vision for God. And I believe street pastors, when people come into being street pastors, some of that passion is also there. But I want to think about Paul in these terms. When he was locked up, we were locked down for a time and possibly going to be locked down again. But he was locked up. And when he was locked up, he didn't lose his vision or passion for the mission that he knew God had given to him. Locked up, imprisoned, he didn't lose his vision, his passion for mission. Instead, he moved over, if you like, to a plan B. And with a similar zeal, he spent his time in prison writing letters as he listened to what the Holy Spirit shared with him so that he could similarly share with the Gentiles that he had a mission to reach with the gospel. You know, Paul's legacy of letters was not a plan B. For Paul, it might have been, but for God, it was not a plan B. But it was part of God's bigger and more impactful plan A. By locking up Paul thought, oh, I can't go. Oh, dear. Well, I better do this instead. But actually, that lockdown meant that he wrote those letters, which had a far greater impact across the then known world and beyond into generations later to us. Not a plan B, but part of God's impactful plan A. What's on God's heart for you to do in this new season? Same vision, same mission, different modus operandi, if you like. What's on God's heart for you to do in this new season? The enemy would want us to feel discouraged and anxious and frustrated. And maybe Paul was for a little while, but then he knew the Holy Spirit's leading as he began to write. And I just want to pray for you that you would also know what God is saying in this season for you to do and for you to encourage others to do, to put off anxiety, put off discouragement, and allow the Holy Spirit to reinvigorate and reestablish and move you forward as you pray, as you listen to God, into more of what he wants you to do. His not secondary agenda, but maybe his second agenda, the second part of plan A. Paul says this, and I say this as I end. He says, "And I am sure that God, who began the good work within you, he will continue his work until it is finally finished on that day when Christ Jesus comes back again." I thank God because he has a plan for each one of us. And the plan for us individually often links up with other people because he has a good work that he wants to accomplish within us. Be encouraged to rise again and know God reminds you, the Holy Spirit reminds you of how he has called you and what he has called you to do. Called us to do, and be blessed in the task that God has given to you. So I just want to pray as I close and hand over to Barbara. Just pray, Father God, that you would bless your people. Bless them with great encouragement. Bless them with a new sense of purpose and vision. Bless them with your understanding and your leading to bring glory to your name, Father. Lord, let your blessing and your peace and your presence go out into each home and just reinvigorate your people for all that you have called them to do and be at this time. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless you, folks.
Amen.
I'll come later, but it's over to Barbara.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Louise, for those stirring and challenging words. So we are going to take 20 minutes now to pray together in groups. We have four little sections of 5 minutes each. BJoy will go to random groups, so I'm sure we'll all enjoy making some interesting street pastor connections across the country now. We will have some prayer points on the screen very shortly to guide us in our prayers. I'm afraid we can't keep the screen up during the breakout groups, so feel free to either take a screenshot of the prayer points on your mobile or make some notes to remind you as I run through the points each time before we go into groups. As I said, there will be four sections of about 5 minutes each, and BJoy will bring us back together at the right time. There will be four or five people in each breakout room. I suggest that you briefly introduce yourself, just find out names and where you're from, and that you start in each group by praying short prayers so that each person can have a turn and keep it moving. So the first screen, please, Bijoy. Thanksgiving, that's always a good place to start.
Let's thank God for the many mercies that we have each experienced in 2020, personally and in our initiatives. Thank God for his amazing sovereignty, that when we can't see what he's doing and we don't understand, we can still trust and be assured that he will work out his purposes. We also thank him for the different opportunities before us in this changing season and the challenge to respond in new ways.
Let's give thanks with all our hearts. Bijoy will put us into groups now. Thank you, Bijoy. Okay, welcome back, everybody. This time, in this next section, we want to pray for the Street Pastor and Ascension Trust Network in this new season. We can pray for all the initiatives, including street, rail, school and prayer pastors who are adapting to different ways of serving their communities. Let's pray for fresh vision, fresh energy, anointed leadership, as both Les and Louise mentioned. We can ask God for opportunities to offer people help and support, and for connections to speak words of hope into people's lives. Let's pray also for all in the initiatives who are struggling in different ways, whether health issues or shielding or anxiety. Let's pray for those that are isolated, for connection and comfort and support. Let's pray for initiatives that are in flux, starting and stopping because of the different restrictions. That's not an easy situation. And let's pray for wisdom for them, steadfast trust in God, and just a readiness to respond to people in need. And finally, do feel free to bring up and pray for any particular local initiative needs that are known to you in your group that are this morning. Thank you. Let's go into breakout rooms again.
Now it's time to pray for Ascension Trust. We want to thank God for upholding Les as he has guided Ascension Trust during these difficult days, and as he has been deeply involved in meetings with police, senior church leaders and government. We thank God for the new initiative that Les has spearheaded at this time called 5-2 Medics, a number of medical professionals with an interest in mental health issues, who have offered their services and have already presented the insightful wellness webinar several times to many in the network. We pray for Ascension Trust. Let's pray especially for the 4 valued members of staff who have had to be made redundant. Of course, this is painful for all concerned. Let's pray for the current staff who are working reduced hours on reduced pay, also very challenging. And let's ask God for financial provision to pay staff and meet commitments. We know that our God is the faithful provider, and we know that he doesn't withhold any good thing from those who honour him. So let us pray with confidence, and let's be glad in his provision even before we see it.
Okay, just on to our final little section. We're going to pray for our communities this time. Let's thank God for our partners in the community and our relationships with them, with police and councils, agencies, door staff, business owners. May these relationships be channels of life. And let's also feel free to pray for significant individuals by name, as we pray and agree together. Let's speak the blessing of God on local businesses that have been hit so hard, for the people that are losing their jobs in these days. Let's speak the blessing of God on police as they face many, on pub and club owners whose businesses have been devastated, on schools, universities, both staff and students, on the many women as well as men suffering from domestic abuse, particularly in these days. And finally, Let's ask the blessing of God on local churches and church leaders and ask for grace to adapt to the ongoing changes in restrictions. Jesus said to his followers, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." We really want to see a breakthrough of God's love and power in our communities, and God is able to do it using us and our prayers.
Thank you, Barbara, and thank you to everyone as we've sent up before God prayers of agreement and believing prayers as well. We're not just talking, we're believing God to do and make a difference. So we thank God for this. All good things must come to an end. We hope this prayer gathering has been a time of encouragement for you, an encouragement to listen, receive new vision and impartation from the Holy Spirit. And we want to do it again. Our plan is to do another prayer gathering on Saturday, the 5th of December. So you can pop that in your diary and the details will come out to you shortly. Same time, same place. Okay, same place. We will be putting this prayer gathering recording on the Ascension Trust prayer page, webpage. So if you want others to listen to it, they can log in there. We also would love for you to give us some feedback about this prayer gathering, and the an email address will be put in the chat that you can write down. So we'd love to hear from you before the next one. Okay, before we go, we're just going to have one final song, and it's a blessing. It's the UK blessing song. We want to bless you. We want you to receive the words of this blessing as it's sung to you. God bless you. It will probably take us to 11 o'clock. So if you need to go at that point, feel free to do so. And then after that, Dave Much will pray and close us off. All right. God bless you. The song, the UK blessing song.
pray a blessing. Manna rained down from heaven. This isn't second guessing. We know that we are protected. May the peace that surpasses all understanding be our message. Grace and favors in your nature, in your essence.
May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations,
and your family, and your children,
and their children, and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children.
It's been great to be with you all this morning. It's really been encouraging and uplifting. Just want to close in prayer. Just want to share a verse, a well-known verse from Psalm 20, which it says, "Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord, our God." And today, Lord, yes, our hope and our trust is in you, Lord. And Father, we just thank you that you are in control of everything that's happening at this time. Father, I just pray a blessing upon each one of us, Lord. I pray a blessing upon every initiative that's represented here this morning. And we thank you, Lord, that you are working out your purposes. All things are working together for good. And we just praise you and we bless you, Lord. We go forward in your name. Amen.
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 Bless you, Dad.
Amen.
Well, thank you all very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
All the team as well. The Lord bless you all and have a great day, a great weekend, and also a great week. Be blessed and be encouraged.